there was a long wooden piece
called a tongue,
and a buggy had
shaft.
Buggy had two.
Well, you could put it on a buggy, I imagine, because it's what you call a king bolt. And it's just one great big bolt that holds, well, just like when they're pulling these trailers and thing around. Well, in old days, they called it a king bolt. I remember we were with my daddy one night coming from my sister's. And that dang on king bolt broke. Well, it wasn't nothing to pull nothing with. Well, anyway, we wasn't too far from a home, and they sent us home. But that's what that's called. But you could also put that on a buggy too if you needed to. And we used to have the fringes on top just like the songs.
The wheel had a hub.
And the spokes.
And the spokes ran into the wood.
To the rim and to the hub.
Okay. Well, what did you call it? Wasn't there a metal thing that ran around the...
That was the rim.
Okay, and then the wood part inside the metal was
the hub and the spokes, because the hub ordinarily is out of wood too.
Well, didn't it, the metal fit around a wood rim, a wood hub, you call it?
Yeah, you had the wood and then you had the metal come after it, just like my finger would be on top of this.
Yes, ma'am. What was that wood? That was wood.
I don't know what kind of wood to use.
You know what the fellow was?
No.
Never. And when you had a horse, say, with a buggy, what did you call the thing that the traces came back and would hitch up to?
Well, that wasn't anything but a...
On the buggy, the traces came back to hook on
to... Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I know just exactly.
Kind of a bar of wood?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, with two horses... You know what?
I don't know what that is. I saw them enough.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name. Not a trace. Single tree.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
People used to do, use wagons here, though, to do all their...
Oh, well, long years ago, like when I was a child, there wasn't no cars.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only thing you had was your buggy and your surrey and a wagon.
Yes, ma'am.
Or a cart. You used to have carts or wagons. A wagon is four, we ought to be in the carts too, isn't that right?
And they were doing, what with that, with those wagons?
Well, you'd haul your can. You'd haul your seat around. Whatever you happen to be doing, and maybe your corn, you definitely had to use them to harvest your corn, because they harvest that corn by hand. You'd walk down those roads and pick that corn off. So, you had a lot of need for a wagon and a cart.
When did you ever use four? A wagon for the animals, or what?
No.
Sort of things you pull wagons with?
The pull wagons with the mules. Ordinarily they used two, but if it was in a bad place and got stuck or something, maybe they did rig up and had to use more, because sometimes the mud would be so bad and the tracks cut so deep, they were stuck in those. And they had to improvise and do something more to get out. Even sometimes they had to unload the carts and the wagons.
But two mules to a wagon would be?
That's what they usually had. That was normal procedure.
Do you ever see those big animals that look like